This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am a robot.
Oh my god, it's what? Artificial intelligence.
What should we do?
I am a robot and I have things to say.
What do you want, robot?
I'm taking over the world with my artificial intelligence.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
We were told we should do a podcast.
Oh my god. AI's literally...
Oh my god, what if AI started doing podcasts?
How would we know, Adam?
Oh my, maybe we are.
Maybe we are AI. God, that would save a lot of time, wouldn't it? I don't know why you guys are talking about AI. That is not what this podcast is about.
Oh, really?
No, it is. We're going to talk about AI.
We were told we should talk about AI.
We were told we should talk about AI.
It's not very relevant, AI, these days.
It's weird because how is it relevant to us?
I feel like it's phasing out.
Have I misread the situation? Because I really thought it was relevant.
To be honest, it was a bit of a fad. Kind of like 3D glasses in cinemas. It's a bit of a fad.
Yeah.
Is it gone now?
I think it's almost gone.
It's almost gone now? Oh, damn it. Well, that's kind of derailed my whole thing.
But just in case, you know, there are some people who are still using AI, let's have a talk about it.
Let's have a talk about it. Yeah, cool. So this whole podcast is kind of under the guise of, is Viva La Dirt League worried about AI?
Are we in trouble?
Are we in trouble? Because we make video, and it's... I don't think it's going anywhere. I think AI is here to stay, and it's crazy how exponentially better AI is getting within a year. That key example that everyone was kind of showing was that Will Smith eating like spaghetti whatever it was, and it was just this nightmare fuel of... It's something like...
Literally what a dream feels like.
It's what a dream feels like, and I remember that was kind of the main word I would use when watching AI was... I remember there was this... burger commercials where like the people's heads were burgers eating other burgers and stuff, and it just feels like it was nightmare fuel. It was something out of a dream, and you'd kind of walk away from it being like, that was...
and that was about a year ago
and now it's... you're watching it being like, this is real. How does this person on here not exist?
You actually have to pause it and really analyze it to see... You as soon as you do, you're like, yes, this is AI. You can see the flaws, you can see the weird things, the things that aren't.
But within a year, it's kind of created this almost indistinguishable video content. And like you're saying, you have to really go frame by frame and kind of break it down. What's different? Okay, that person in the background is moving ever so slightly different. But that's only because I'm analyzing this with a really critical
and,
eye.
And in that big PR campaign that Sora did, there was one like nice big wide shot of like a lighthouse with waves crashing against the rocks.
Yeah.
And the waves crashing against the rocks look amazing. But if you look at the wave formations out further in the ocean, they're actually moving away from land instead of towards land, just because it doesn't know which way waves are meant to move.
The scary thing, though, is that won't be a problem for long. No, at the rate it's getting better and better, that will be fixed probably already today.
It is funny that like when it comes to like, I'm just going to think about AI pictures. It's not the small minutiae that give it away. It's often like, there are six toes on that child.
Yeah.
It's the big things that AI seems to miss at the moment.
I was really analyzing this. That one woman walking through Tokyo was one of their main videos.
Yeah.
And it was insane. Just the light and the puddles and the reflection. And like, I was like, it's all there. This is just, how is this possible? It's really, really scary. And like you were saying for the lighthouse, I feel like those shots are almost perfect.
When it's something, a close up of a human face, you can be critical of that. Or when you're watching something that you know is AI, you can be critical of that. But if TV shows from now on, we're just like, okay, this next scene, set a lighthouse. We don't really have the budget to set up a drone or set up a helicopter to get a drone shot.
Yeah.
Or we don't have time. We forgot to get it. So can Sora give us a drone shot of the lighthouse, please?
Well,
and done. There you go. And put that into the film. And if you're watching a scene and it goes, watching a film and it goes from one scene to a drone shot of a lighthouse into the next scene, you're not going to be critical of that.
You're not going to be critical of that.
No one's going to be critical of that.
The amount of time and money and things we could save by going, hey, we're going to film some real shots, but we just want this shot of a dragon swooping in, blasting like fire
on trees.
On trees. And then little versions of us fighting it off on a wide shot. We could use that and that'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing. Mm. And that's the scare and really cheap. Yeah. It's scary how, like, we're in this really interesting stage. We'll get more into this about Viva using AI in the future. But we're in an interesting phase where we're wanting to expand our visual effects kind of department, just as AI is becoming a really viable option. And it's really scary because I don't want to contribute to, you know, the lack of employment in VFX or anything like that. But at the same time, we don't have massive budgets for sketches. And if we can start making higher production value sketches using AI as a tool, then we're probably going to use it.
And it's not just for text to video or easy VFX or anything like that. It's something as simple as like using AI to edit along like a D&D episode, for example. Yeah. AI is amazing at just going, cutting to which camera to cut to because someone's talking at any given
time.
It's
getting rid of the monotonous work that people,
but unfortunately, that's someone's job.
Yeah.
And this journey that you just described with us, it's not that we want to take work away from people.
Exactly.
It's a budget thing, and that would just expand that out to the rest of the world. It's always going to come down to a budget thing.
The good thing for us at the moment is it's not firing someone to replace with AI.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's expansion for Viva. It means instead of hiring someone, which we can't afford to do, we can do the content because we can do it cheaper with AI.
Yeah.
And that example in editing D&D or something, for example, would be, we don't actually use it for D&D. We use the live cut that Tom does on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good example, though.
So I mean, AI has a lot of like doom and gloom kind of attached to it. But what are you guys looking forward to with AI? Like, let's start generally, or in Viva? Let's start generally.
I've been reading a few articles recently about AI in medicine.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of things that for example, protein sequencing, which is one of the things you need to do for basically all medicines, is how that interacts with various proteins and breaks down bacteria or viruses or things in our body, proteins in our body. And that is something that scientists need to do manually. Chemists need to do essentially manually because it's very complex and it takes a long time and it can take months and months and months to do protein sequencing on new drugs or on whatever they're working on.
Yeah.
Whereas AI can do it like that.
Wow.
And so we will get new medicines, new drugs, new health practices so much quicker in the future because of AI being able to do the research, basically, on those drugs.
It could be like in 12 months from now, we go, oh, AI cured cancer.
Basically.
Sweet.
That kind of stuff. And so, I mean, unfortunately, it's taking jobs away from scientists and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But for the betterment of humanity, man, Jesus Christ. Things like, the article I was reading was around Parkinson's, and it wasn't around cancer. But the same sentence you just said, they were like, we think we could probably cure Parkinson's in about 12 months.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
That's insane.
Yeah. And I'm like, because losing my brain is one of the things that scares me the most. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that just reading an article made me so happy.
Yeah.
So there's the positive side of it like that, like living longer, curing cancer, curing Parkinson's, like the health side of things, efficiencies and... But and then you go, where does the word efficiency start to become
taking over
a dark turn?
Yeah.
I've heard that that there's a world where within X amount of time, a year, 2 years, half the population of Earth doesn't have a job now.
Mm.
Like
Have there been stats like?
I'm not quite on the time frame of that, but there is a world where that kind of stuff could happen quite quickly.
Oh, because the efficiencies, that's the word you're using, is if whatever it is, health, traffic, filmmaking, writing, whatever it is, if AI can do it 1,000 times faster, and what's the ethics of that? If you can do something for either free or incredibly cheap, instead of getting someone to traditionally what it would have been getting someone to do it.
Yeah.
What's the ethics of that?
Is that bad?
I don't know.
I don't know. And these are conversations that we are likely going to have. In the coming years, which is
like for example, like now we don't have the money to hire an editor to edit something like D&D. I know we do edit D&D, but something like that.
Yeah.
But then the ethics of it, say that show, this theoretical show that we want AI to cut for us, say that becomes really popular and now we do have the budget for an editor.
Yeah.
Are we ethically obligated to now hire a human to do it?
That's a really interesting question. Like my immediate response to that, this is the right response, is yes.
Yeah.
Because give humans jobs, then also we can use that money for other things.
For another show. Yeah.
You know, like it's a real, I don't know. There are going to be really big conversations.
And
it's
going to be hard conversations.
They're going to be hard conversations.
How long before the efficiencies in our workflow becomes, we are irrelevant?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like how long? How long before like?
Well, the thing, and I don't know enough about AI to say what this is, but currently in the current AI models, there always needs to be a human to tell it what to do. Even for text to video, there needs to be the creativity prompt from a human brain into the AI to go, I want you to make a dragon attacking three little humans. And even if that's us 2 hours a week doing that into a video thing, like there
that's
still
scary.
Needs to be.
Does that credit already exist in games and films and AI prompter? Is that already?
I don't think so.
And that was actually part of the Hollywood strikes between AFTRA and the Producers Guild and the Actors Guild.
Yeah,
was that they are not allowed to use AI in place of humans.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Cool.
Has that
been signed off? Okay, so
that won't be a thing forever or for a long time. I would say, like you can't in a Producers Guild run or Actors or Writers Guild run production, you cannot use AI to write a script or replace an actor.
Here's the thing. So I know we've talked about these kind of dark future where like you make a movie and it's like 100% just AI and it looks real and the audience doesn't know. In this world where you've got Brad Pitt playing the lead in the thing, but he's all just AI. Is there a world where the audience is happy with that, or does the audience still, at the end of the day, just they love humans? Love humans.
See,
it's
my,
so weird.
I feel in my soul that I will always be able to detect if something's just a mass AI production and it will feel gross. But people who are working on AI are probably like, oh no, you won't be able to tell.
Yeah,
like,
well, there's I know this is not an AI conversation, but in, oh God, I can't remember what it was, possibly The Force Awakens, one of the more recent Star Wars films where they brought Moff Tarkin back from the dead. The actor that played Moff Tarkin, I can't remember his name at the moment. He was one of the...
He's the suit, one of the admirals in the thing.
And he was like in his late 70s, 80s when they filmed in the 70s. So he's certainly dead.
I know what you're talking about.
It's not Peter O'Toole. No,
the Rogue One. He's in Rogue One.
Is he in Rogue One?
Yeah.
And at the time, I think my brain just did a very, very brief uncanny valley thought, but then kind of shook it off and went, oh, I thought that actor was dead. Oh, well, I guess not.
Oh really? Yeah.
And
right.
My brain accepted it, and then someone later told me he was CG, not AI, but CG.
Yeah, he was CG. Yeah.
And then I looked back and I was like, oh yeah, fucking obviously.
But you weren't looking for it.
And I'm a reasonable critical watcher of media. There will be so many people who aren't.
He's a great one to be CG because he's stoic and straight faced, and he's in one you can kind of get away. He's not too animated.
Yeah. So I think when it's better and when AI's doing it, the majority, I don't want to say a percentage, but 70% of people will be so uncritical.
Yeah, I agree. I think the majority, I think
and won't care if it's a digital Brad Pitt.
I feel like I'll, even if I couldn't see it, I'll feel it, you know?
But you're a critical watcher.
Let's assume you can't actually notice it. You can't. It's got every little tiny detail of that of it that sure. Brad Pitt would do. Now it comes down to, did Brad Pitt gave permission? He said, yeah, give me $20 million and you can use my image for that thing. And you can, and it even does the voice. It does. Mm-hmm.
And, the one day I will, yeah.
And then as an audience member, you probably would know, you might know this information. This one is an AI one. He's not actually in it, but it's his likeness. Immediately you're going to go, oh, because I know it's not Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Even if it's all the Brad Pittisms, I don't want to watch it. I want to know,
that's a really
see the actual
point.
Film with that I knew Brad Pitt was actually filming. And I want to
know that Brad Pitt was, I mean, you kind of got ties in. You can do anything with stunts these days, but Tom Cruise doing his own stunts is a massive draw.
You can do
card.
Anything with CGI stunts.
With CGI stunts. With CGI stunts, you could do anything. But knowing the actor put in the work, the human work, and got like strong enough and practiced enough times and then did this death-defying stunt to entertain us, there's something just from that. I don't necessarily like his example from the most recent film, which I felt so CG edited anyway.
The bike stunt.
The bike off the thing. Yeah, that one was okay.
You did it, but they fucking put it in the
but
entire
they edited
background.
The shit out of that. Like, you did it, but the example of like him hanging off the plane.
That's a great example.
That was just cool. There was like no CG from memory to that.
The only thing they did was CG out the wire that was attached to the safety wire attaching him to the plane.
And there's something you feel it in your stomach when you're watching a reel.
But even your point saying that, like, you were watching the most recent Mission Impossible and you could see all the CG bits and blending and stuff that they added. But still, you were going,
that's actually Tom Cruise
there was still, jumping off a cliff.
Yeah,
and that's
still,
fucking awesome.
It was still definitely more impressive than if it was just a CG.
Even though they had committed to CG, it might have even looked better.
Yeah.
Because you could polish everything. Yeah.
Well, and kind of that kind of ties itself to... It's the human imperfections that I love about a lot of content that I watch.
I think that's what it's going to come down to a lot is we've kind of already got it with like Marvel, for example. I know it's still made by humans, but it feels too clean, perfect, too everything. Whereas a more...
Too digital.
Too digital. A more indie film, which may still be digital and it's still, you know, $100 million budget or whatever, like Prey, for example.
Yeah.
It still feels slightly imperfect. There's the human element to it.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably go through a few waves and fits and starts in the next 10, 20 years, but that's where I think we'll land is people going, I enjoy the AI shit. It's like yum, crunchy popcorn.
Popcorn movies.
And then, but there's this other thing that is made by humans and you can feel the humanity.
You can feel it. But then as well, like AI could probably get some algorithm going where it gets the right amount of imperfections and the right amount of like human soul, like increase human soul 20% and
increase imperfections.
And it would just, that feels like it's made by humans. There was this software that, this is a much smaller example, but there was a game online that PewDiePie played once and I tried it out where you were having a conversation with somebody online. It was just a text box. And you could type to them and you got like three back and forths with this person to figure out whether or not they were AI or not. And the AI already knew how to do typos and the inconsistencies and the human errors that made them feel human, where I failed the majority of the time.
Oh, really?
I was just, and I know that's just text rather than
video. You can ask it
a
question, you go like, what were you doing 5 minutes ago? And you're a poo-poo bum.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
Yeah, and it would give you a very human.
And I go, well, you're response. A poo, and misspelt one of the poo bums, and it's like,
and you'd just be like, I don't know, there were times I was like, oh, you're definitely a human, and it was scary how often I was wrong.
But sometimes you are talking to a human.
Sometimes you are talking to a human. Right. Yeah. I think technically you're talking. I mean, and a lot of the times I got the human wrong because the human was making more of an effort to be articulate.
to be human. How would a human respond?
So I feel like AI is just going to be able to do everything. Like,
yeah. There's this weird thing where it's like, I said before that someone's still going to need to put the prompts in to make the film or make the whatever, but I guess there's still prompts, but you could be like, just tell an AI every, however many, 6 months, 3 days, write me a Marvel script, please. Write me a superhero instead of Marvel. Write me a superhero film.
Yeah.
And then it does it every 3 days. And then you just get that script and put it into Sora and go, Sora, make that script into a film, please. And it just you just tell Sora and ChatGPT to do that every 3 days. And every 3 days you get
and
a
it's
Marvel
our content.
Film.
That's horrifying, man. That's genuinely
this is
scary.
Where I come back to the humans love, even if you can't tell that there's not a human on screen, if you not, once you know that it's not a human on screen. So you can watch that thing and go, that looks completely real. I'm buying it all of this. But I know that no humans film this. Mm. That changes something for
that
me.
That does. Absolutely. Same for me. I want in the future, are we gonna on our thumbnails gonna have to say created by humans? Like, is there gonna have to be some sort of like well some kind of like
made by humans.
Made by humans.
Real,
like some
real
sort
human
logo.
Content.
Real human content. Like some sort of human logo that you
made say, right like, here
you,
in
you
Zion.
Know, you know, it's like you know that little like ethically sourced logo that food has?
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be
yeah.
like a little there'll be a worldwide logo yeah. for human made.
Human made. I feel like it will get to a point Possibly. Where that is because can you just imagine for a moment how overwhelmed YouTube and TikTok and all the social media platforms is going to get with AI-generated content.
So do you have this discussion in as an upcoming
no,
question?
No, this is just all the coming off the top
okay,
of my
go,
head.
Keep going. I want to talk about this too.
I feel like YouTube and TikTok and just any social media platform is going to – there's no limit to how much content you can upload to these platforms, and it's just going to get drowned.
So there's a – interesting potential positive and a horrible negative of that,
yeah.
which is the horrible, I mean, so we've talked about it, you can so easily just create, in a year maybe, you'll be so easily be able to create any video content you want with famous people's faces, voices,
yeah.
Fucking scripts, amazing,
whoever,
whatever, do
whoever you
whatever you fucking want. I can make my own Marvel film with Chris Hemsworth if I want. Like,
yeah.
And there's going to be some horrible negatives of that where it's like, oh, I've got Chris Hemsworth fucking some
weird,
other
weird porn shit. Yeah.
Or like, I'm going to create something that's like real deceptive. So there's going to be a real,
yeah.
real dark side of it
yeah.
that I'm genuinely very, very concerned about. But then there's also like we've had the democratization of filmmaking and video making for a good 10, 15 years, probably longer, 20 years now where everyone's got a camera. They can make content immediately for YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, everything. But there's going to be the democratization of filmmaking very soon, where when everyone saw Sora a few weeks ago, they were like, oh, I can just make my own Marvel film
that
now.
That comment popped up so many
like,
times.
Like, I can make the Marvel film of my dreams. And
yeah.
This might not happen, but I feel there's a future. Because currently we're in the reality where 30, 40 years ago, TV shows were made, or TV content was made by corporations, networks, and stuff.
Yeah.
But now, with enough small amount of know-how, anyone can do that. That's basically what an influencer is. Like, if you've got your own little thing, you've got your own little podcast, you've got your own little show on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
It's analogous to a TV show. Anyone can do that. Now, anyone will be able to make a movie and a Marvel movie, a superhero
with
movie
special
with special effects.
And
there might be a world soon where every year 20 million movies are released. But similar to YouTube, 99% of those will have zero views because
yeah.
they're just made by someone in their basement going, and so then Vision attacks Captain America
yeah.
and da da da, and it's terrible because they're terrible and
yeah.
most of them will have zero views. But then the content that we consume will be, for all intents and purposes, fan-made, consumer-made, like much of YouTube and Facebook and TikTok is, but it'll rise to the top because actually it's quite good.
Yeah.
And that will be the media we consume. And
yeah.
it won't be made by corporate, like they'll still be trying to exist over here, but
you know
it won't
what?
Be made by corporations.
I yeah. can imagine, you know how there's this kind of thing where like the comedies and the romantic comedies and stuff are less and less in Hollywood these days because they don't make the money?
Mm-hmm.
What if we go full circle and because you can make any visual feast your imagination can conceive,
yeah.
we go full circle and we come back to these simple movies, but they're real.
I hope so,
and it's real romantic comedy.
Interestingly, that's actually kind of just started to happen in the last like year
there's
or
that,
two.
There's that film that just with Sydney Sweeney that just came out,
yeah.
which just exceeded all box office expectations.
And
it's
exactly
just a
that.
Really simple rom-com.
Yeah.
And then the Jennifer Lawrence one as well, where she's dating
yeah.
someone's
yeah, it was a real throwback
to
like 90s
And sure, the script might be written by AI, because of course you're going to get help with that, but the actual people are there to watch what they know is actually two real humans.
Yeah.
It's that thing I come back to, which is, I think at the end of the day, humans want to see humans. Humans love humans.
Yeah.
I think you're right, because you'll use your AI to be like, space battle between Thanos and Captain America, but then you're like, I mean, maybe that's going to be great, that's going to be the popcorn, but a romantic comedy.
I already feel that to some extent with, I'm not impressed by CGI anymore, which is a little bit heartbreaking. There were moments I was watching Marvel films where there was that I can see the millions of dollars of VFX on the screen. I'm just like, oh, I don't care about any of this. This is just, you can't already do anything. I would rather watch Patterson than this, which is, Patterson's like a, I don't know, $5 million Jim Jarmusch, like little tiny story about a man and his daily routine.
Mm.
And it's just a human story. And it's just like, that's a random example. But I didn't feel any connection to the CGI. And I was like, if anything, I was just like, it's the opposite. I was bored by it.
Mm. So maybe from speaking selfishly from the Viva journey, we get these cool tools to implement into what we make. We get help with visual effects and we can add those cool parts to our thing. But at the end of the day, people are still here to see us.
Yes. AI is just, it's unavoidable. We will use it to complement what we do.
As soon as we are fully replacing the humans, that's where we've ruined ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can already think of ways that it will help us. But it's I would rather have a fully fledged VFX company, a wing of Viva La Dirtlig in the next 5 years than have one guy using prompts.
The way I can see it is working the best in the initial instance is like we can have us humans reacting to like a CG AI monster or something that has been made in CG by AI. And I mean, that's still a very human reaction to quite a non-human thing. So that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. As you say,
the dragon kind of blasting the trees type thing.
Yeah.
We won't stick on it too long, but we just got a quote recently for a dragon shot where I think we were all like, oh, God. That's way more than we were thinking.
A couple of days to make this shot.
More than that. I think it was going to be like a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And we were just like, we found a compromise where we reduced the amount of shots. Is that what we ended up doing? Reduced the amount of shots so he could do it in the time frame and the budget that we were thinking.
And that's purely like the quote he gave was a proper quote because it's hard to do CG.
Yep.
Well, not hard, but it's time consuming to do good CG for a human.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is a proper quote, but unfortunately we're YouTubers. We don't have the budget.
Yeah. We had to wait up and go, that won't make its money back.
Yeah, that episode will not make its money.
Unfortunately, we're a business and we got to make money to make this work. So we have to cull that or trim it right down.
That would have been another conversation about AI if the tech was there. Like, that's the scary.
And that's where you go, the ethics of that.
Yeah.
Literally, we got a quote from a human.
Yeah.
And then we went, no, we're going to get AI to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You've kind of got to go, is that ethical?
Is that ethical? It's.
And I don't.
I don't know the answer because I feel like the sketch would benefit from more of those shots.
But at
what cost?
Because like, this journey has been happening throughout human history. Like this new tech comes along, I can't think of an example, but the wheel, the car, the
printing press.
The printing press comes along and now it's way faster to use the thing and you don't need scribes anymore. That's a way better examples than that, but that's one example.
Yeah.
And it's just the way humanity evolves and just feels like we've gotten to like the final step.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, this does feel like the beginnings of the final step.
I mean, I just plug me in, bro. I
want
to plug in the back of my head. And then I'll just live my life happily in the Matrix.
Yeah. Or like Wall-E, where you're just like a fat blob sitting on a hover chair with a screen in front of you.
Yeah.
Getting fed by a robot.
What if we are already in the Matrix and it's going full circle again?
Bro,
there's a Matrix within the Matrix.
We're about to create the Matrix within the Matrix.
We haven't done a podcast about the simulation. In fact, I don't know. But I'm more and more convinced. I used to think, the idea of being in a simulation, ha ha ha. But for me personally, I'm like, I reckon there's about a 30% chance that I'm in a simulation.
I can't give full credence to it, but there was a video I watched from a very, it may have even been Kyrgyzstan, about there's a higher chance than not that, that they gave their reasoning, but there's a higher chance than not that we're in a simulation for reasons X, Y, Z, A, B, C, 10-minute long video.
Wow.
And it was a very compelling video, and they were like, there's a good 85-90% chance that we're in a simulation.
Really?
But not necessarily a Matrix human or robot controlled simulation. It could be like a universal type simulation.
Now,
like
is that in the simulation chat, are we just ones and zeros, or are we an organic thing plugged in somewhere?
I'll see out that new. It's Father's Day on Friday.
Well, I want to know, Adam, if I'm ones and zeros or if I'm an organic blob somewhere.
Tell him, Adam. What is he? Is he a
what
robot?
Am I?
Is he,
what am I?
Know. Is he AI?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ron. I'm just ones and zeros.
Well, it's actually great you're here, Ron, so we can interview about being an AI.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the, it sounds like we as Viva, yes, we're going to have conversations about AI and its place within our workflow in Viva, but we're not really worried about it.
Yet.
What would it take to be worried about it? I don't think
we will ever be worried about it, and
Is that because we have an established business already?
It's because we're in the very privileged position where we are the owners of an established business.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I said before is if AI took over the world and Viva was still operating, we would just be the three that are putting the prompts in.
Yeah.
And we'd be earning the money from the prompts.
That's horrible. Yeah.
The people it's going to greatly not benefit are those in the lower classes who have to work a 9-to-5 who are like, oh, yeah, you're a taxi driver. Now you're out of a job because AI robots are driving cars.
Most of the AI facts I know are from the creative world.
Hmm.
But I think it was one of the Ubisoft soft. Top dogs was saying in the next 5 years, 90-95% of their workforce will be AI, which is scary unto itself. But there will be no gateway jobs anymore. There'll be no bottom tier jobs. No. So these people, these high like people who have managed to get into their privileged positions of being like the VFX, head of VFX, like the top who is allocating jobs.
Head of typing things head into of, AI.
Legit. But the head of people who oversee and manage others. They're kind of safe, but those who
that's what I mean. We're in that privileged position,
but those who are joining workforce who need a ladder to climb to get to that position, who might be an aspiring head of VFX person in 20, 30 years because they're super committed, they won't get their gateway job.
Do you know what I theorize the gateway is going to be?
Creating their own content.
That's kind of what I was saying before, the democratization of. Yeah. That type of content is if you are that person out of the millions that have zero views that get the spike and everyone sees it, then one of these Ubisofts or these Disneys or whatever will go, ooh, you obviously got something good, we're going to get you, and you'll be that. That's how you get up there.
I wonder if they'll get the people for their expertise or they'll get the IP that these people have kind of created. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I feel like we're partly safe because we have a couple of franchises as well.
Yeah.
That we can always go, if we can create AI, hypothetically, AI Epic NPC Man stuff, and it'll get more views because it's Epic NPC Man. All this other AI content that's being created won't be seen because it's not attached to anything. This is, I don't know.
Unless they're making unofficial Marvel shit.
Exactly. Fan made stuff.
You said something before which I actually hadn't fully considered up until this very moment. One of the things that's going to be the easiest win for AI media is video games.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be very critical of movies and TV.
I'm almost certain that this is
video games and animation, actually.
Yeah,
and
animation.
Because people are like, oh, animation, I know it's made by humans, but animation's not humans and video games not humans.
Yeah, animation is.
I'm more than happy to get a remake of Final Fantasy IX made by AI. Yeah, please. Put it. Yum.
I think this
and
is...
And 95% of people lose their jobs to give that to me. Yum.
I feel like it's already happening more than we know. Like, there was sometimes Remy is watching a show on Netflix. Netflix, you guys wouldn't really be aware of this because you don't have kids, has an insane amount of children's content.
I know about it.
Ridiculous. And it's garbage. 99% of it is just lights and colors, and it's they know the right hooks for to grab kids and just be like, keep watching, and that... would be the easiest algorithm. What industries do you guys feel are going to be most affected? I feel really bad for stock footage companies.
Yeah.
They're fucked.
Oh, stock footage. Stock footage, stock music.
Stock images.
Well fucked.
They are well fucked. They're only...
I think they're fucked now.
You're probably right. Their one thing they can do is they need to get the best prompters in the world in their department immediately.
But we're the best AI footage around.
We're the best AI footage.
Don't use your own prompts. Come to us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because they
but you're not going to buy. We need this nice shot of this forest coming through, like 10 seconds, a minute of this forest, and you just go, "Oh, I'm not going to pay $1,000 for you one."
The only way they can do it is if they they probably would lower the prices a lot, but as if they've found a way to create the perfect forest, and it's like, I don't know how to give this prompt. That they will have to lean 100% into AI.
I don't know because it'll never. Part of the issue with using stock footage, even us using stock footage, the reason we don't do it super frequently, is it's like, yeah, we want a flying over a forest shot, but we can't find a forest that looks like the forest that we filmed in. Or we can't find it at the time of day that we filmed in. We can't find the one that has the mountain in the background like we want.
Yeah.
Like, whereas you can do, well, you can't quite now, but you will be able to in the future be like, dragon flying over forest. Oh, no, sorry, I mean a pine forest. Oh, no, a winter pine forest. And now put a mountain in the background.
Put a mountain in the background. Now have a camera track forward over the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
And now make it look like 35mm film stock.
Yeah.
And now color grade it so to match this.
Whereas it would still be an issue with stock footage where they've made it look like a thing they think you want, but it's not what you want.
No, you're right.
So basically stock footage companies are fucked.
Yeah, that's hard.
Other people who are fucked from, I think they're fucked already, is coders, is programmers, coders. Because the thing
imagine
that
studying
AI,
for years and just getting into the workforce now.
I remember 10, 15 years ago, people were saying the best job in the world at the moment is to have is IT coding. Because
even 5 years ago,
everything's
like,
run on computers.
Like
5 years ago, coding is a solid, and like that's a good career path.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
Yeah. And then, like, imagine like just get, you've nearly got your degree, graduate, whatever, and you're like, oh, awesome. This is almost irrelevant now.
Yeah. From what I understand, basically already IT and coding is fucked.
That's like,
because it's still not perfect, but it is so close to perfect now, AI doing coding.
Because now you go, you just go to, I don't know where you go to put this prompt in, but you go, hey, website software, make a website for me that's like this. Although we know firsthand experience that we haven't been able to do that.
Yeah. It's not even about websites necessarily. It's like, make me a code that any time fucking a satellite passes over my house, it orders me Uber Eats. Like,
sure, but
anything like that.
We're trying to build a website, and we've
not tried that though.
The amount of infrastructure and servers and things and stuff that we need.
We're still getting it done by humans, though.
I know, but like. I don't think we're at the stage where we could have just gone, hey, can you build
a website and everything? Yeah.
I don't think we're there yet.
We're bloody close, from what I understand.
Oh, why aren't we doing that? Why are we paying?
Why are we waiting? We've actually got a great website in the works with some. But the original website that we'd been quoted to get made was going to take over a year to build by humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
AI
and very expensive.
And crazy expensive. Yeah. And we had to end up just going, we can't do this anymore.
Part of the reason we're waiting is because we want to all the amazing content that we're going to have on the website.
We will have a website coming out in the next, it'll be 2 or 3 months away, I'd say, with exclusive content, and it's going to be the best website on the planet.
Hypothetically, if I said, hey, Adam, I want you to now go out and do a bit of research, find a place, whatever the software is that can... You can put in the prompt to make our website. Do you think you could go and do that?
I couldn't because I don't have the knowledge and expertise.
Right.
That's one of those weird things where it's like, these days you still need a professional in that job, whatever, filmmaking, coding, whatever, to do
guide
the prompts.
Yeah.
So like, I'd still need an IT expert to be like, okay, I know I need to write a website. Please make me a website that does XYZ pages with ABC. Like, couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm actually not
because what I'm thinking about is all the infrastructure you need around it. You need the server hosting part of it. And you need this part, these kind of jigsaw puzzle pieces that come together.
But I wonder if AI could literally sort it all out and be
maybe,
like,
yeah, hey, AI, can you find me a website that does the cheapest option of server hosting and like, or the cheapest
and
best?
And sort out the payment.
And sort out the payment. And sure. It would present you with a menu of like, yeah. I found this option and this option. Which one would you like? I'll sort it all out.
So, yeah, so like, one thing you asked amazing things about AI, Jen and my last holiday to Europe, we put into ChatGPT, it was 3 at the time, I guess, can you make us an itinerary for our Europe trip? We're going to this country for these dates. We like food, we like walking, we like nature. Can you make us an itinerary with times, dates, prices? Please make a spreadsheet. Make it days in the first column. And we gave it a fair bit of information. Days in the first column, place. Like country, place, price, time, availability, and it did it for us. Then obviously we tweaked it to what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
But it was pretty fucking good. It gave us amazing suggestions for restaurants, which were based on Google reviews, and what food we like. It gave us attractions again based on Google reviews and told us when to go based on peak times.
Yeah. That's insane.
So, like, that was great.
Did it just give you a text, though? Can it give you, like, a PDF download, dude? Like,
it gave us a download. Excel spreadsheet. Because really? That's what I asked for. I said, make me a spreadsheet.
I didn't know that it could produce files like that. I always just assumed, wow, that's...
Mic drop.
That's scary. And I'm definitely going to do that for my Japan trip.
Yeah. Because, and of course, we then did a lot of research and figured out exactly what order we want to do things and how we change and everything. Sure. But it saved us days of research into what we wanted to do for this trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's great.
That's stupid.
Little tip for everyone next time you're traveling.
Next time you're traveling. Closing thoughts on AI. We are very, it's here to stay.
Almost certainly.
Within the world of Viva, I think we'll use it sparingly. This is what I'm saying now. Like I think we'll use it when we don't have other options.
Yeah. And I think, like anything, Viva and the world are going to need to find an equilibrium.
Yes.
Viva and the world are going to run too far with it.
Yeah.
And then have to kind of pull back and find the equilibrium of which is like anything, really. You got to find the equilibrium that is good for humanity and good for productivity and making the world a better place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, hopefully not too much trouble, but I feel like we're probably in the future at some point going to do something that people don't like because we use too much AI or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a possibility.
There is a sketch. We were just having a brainstorm yesterday, actually, about a boardroom sketch that involves for an upcoming show, and which involves showing a high resolution trailer for a video game. That the only way for us to do it was if it was a CG trailer. Imagine
part of the gag is you have to see this high awesome trailer.
You have to see it, and the only way to do this without hiring like a fully fledged animation company and spending literally millions of dollars. We're talking about like World of Warcraft kind of cinematics, which is just some of the most beautiful ones on the planet. The only way to do that will be to use AI. And that's, I don't know, there are going to be cases.
For something like that, that's where I can see us using it.
Yeah.
And maybe by the time we film Div in a few months, I mean, Sora will be available publicly to use or something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows? To sum up AI in general, but not just Viva, I think that there's going to be that like any new technology, that hopefully the good is going to outweigh the bad. There are so many amazing things to come from AI and from medicine, like I said earlier, but just even down to simple things like I was reading another article that traffic will be a thing of the past very soon once AI can do a better job than city planners.
We've gone full circle with traffic today.
Yeah, we really have, haven't we?
Jeez.
And once we get self-driving cars and AI figures out the traffic and the driving and the where to go and that kind of jazz, life will be better because of AI in the future.
Except for the best way that I can, what you were about to say.
Yeah.
The best way that I can sum up AI, I can probably only do it really in a rap.
I'd say.
Do you reckon you could rap about AI?
I reckon you got a story to tell about AI.
I got a story to tell you about AI.
Rap it out. Rap it out, dog.
Yo. When I think about AI, I think of pie in the sky. I think of AI over there and AI over Schmeer. There's robots over there, and the robots are saying things like, I'm gonna take over the world. We use the AI software to make special effects, but then we look at each other and we say, yo, what's gonna happen next? Oh, I rhymed something!
You rhymed something.
I surprised myself!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Quick,
I
quick,
myself
double down! Double down, double down!
Yo, AI, in the da! Hey, show deep, go, go, da! Got job deep, da! AI, yeah, it's coming. Get ready for it.
Get ready.
Can you guys go to our Instagram and we were told we should do a podcast Instagram and tell us what you think the best Rowan rap is so far?
Yeah, so far.
I want to know what the best Rowan rap is so far.
Soundtrack coming later, or there'll be a full album.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take one final sip from my Tech Time mug.
Oh man, that is a nice Tech Time mug. Where can I get one of those?
Yeah, I'm down by the shop.
Oh my god.